Good morning, Rikim Chayadam, Klaman Beis, Simon Beis. So, what is this ratio of Kazayas with Echilas Pras? So, how big is a Kazayas compared to a Kebeya? So, and how many Kebeyim do we use Halacha Lamaisa? So, we mentioned there's two opinions how many Kebeyim there are in a Pras. There's either four Kebeyim in a Pras, or there are three. It's a Mechlokes Tanoim in the Gemara. It's a Mechlokes Rishonim, how we paskin, Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi says four, the Rambam says three. And it's a Mechlokes, it's brought down in Halacha that we sort of assume both opinions. Okay, but how big is a Kazayas compared to a Kebeya? So Rashi in multiple places in Shas, Rashi seems to understand that a Kazayas is a half of a Kebeya. So, for argument's sake, if you want to have a kazayas with echilas pras, it means I'm going to eat four kebeyim's worth. And in that, there has to be a ratio of one out of eight is wheat flour, is a kazayas of wheat. And seven of them are rice flour and soy flour and all other things. So if I eat four kebeyim, I will have consumed one kazayas worth of wheat flour, because kazayas is half of a kebeya. A pras is four kebeyim, so four kebeyim is eight kazesim. One of them is going to be, I'm going to eat four kebeyim, and within that pras of eating four kebeyim, I will eat a kazayas of wheat flour. Kazayas worth of wheat flour. According to the Rambam, the ratio of a kazayas to a kebeyim is actually smaller. The Rambam seems to say that a kazayas is a third of a kebeya. The Rambam understands that there are three kebeyim in a pras, so the ratio is 1 to 9. If I have three kebeyim, I have 9 kazesim. One of those is going to be a kazayas of dagon. And three, and then eight of them will be a kazesim worth of other types of flour. So it's a ratio either 1 to 9. So the Chayadim says shehu chelik shminis ochiyis. Now the truth is, the Rambam himself actually seems to indicate that a kazais is not greater than a third. It might be even smaller than a third, but that's the idea that the Chayadim is coming from. So he doesn't say exactly how big it is. So we work with a third. So the ratio of a kazayas to a kebeya is to a pras is approximately 1/8 or 1/9. The Mishnah only mentions 1/8. For this purpose, he goes. In general, we follow the opinion of Rashi is used in a halacha for the most part in these type of things. A person is a chayil, etc. We use the share of the Rambam. But in general, we follow the share of Rashi, that we approximate the size of a kazayas as half of a kebeya. Okay, now, he's going to bench. He has to eat a kazayas of dagon to be able to bench. I understand they're going to believe the bracha of hamotzi, since there's wheat flour in there, and the final product, which is baked, can be called a moitzi because of the cheshivas of wheat, which is there. But regards to benching, you have to eat a kazayas of wheat flour. So Mr. Rus says, the case over here was that the person had eaten four kebeyim's worth, and therefore within those four kebeyim, he did consume a kazayas of wheat flours. Now he has to bench. Remain by zehashir. So now, but let's say you have less than a kazayas of echilas pras. So what bracha do you say? But if as long as you can still taste the wheat flour, we set a rule as tam keker, that the tam gives it a chashivas, that it doesn't become bottle. And therefore the bracha is still hamoitzi. Hamoitzi makes other things, you still say hamoitzi. But you can't bench afterwards because you will never have a kazayas consumed in the proper time frame. To be able to bench, a person has to eat a kazayas. It has to be v'chalto b'savoto. He has to eat from the five species. And we said eating in the language of the Torah means a kazayas consumed in the time of k'nei echilas pras. So this person takes a pras, and he eats four kebayim, let's say, but there isn't a kazayis of dogon in that time. The ratio of the kazayis dogon to the rest of the food is 1 to 12. So he's not going to eat a full kazayis in the time that he eats a pras. So how does he bench? So the Shari Tshuva does bring an opinion which says if a person would eat abnormally quicker than the general populace usually eats, and he would consume a kazayis of wheat flour within the time frame of the normal kadechilas pras, so he'd be able to bench. But the average person is not doing that. So what bracha do you say now? I understand in the bracha Rishana, you say it has chashivas, you taste the wheat flour, tam is ke'ikr. So you say hamoitzi. But what bracha do you say afterwards? So this is machloek, is what bracha you say. So Shulchan Aruch says, you say the b'sef alamichya, you say an alamichya. Now that's a very funny psak, because if you look at the wheat flour, there wasn't a kazayis. If you look at the other flours, which are soy flour and rice flour, said to the bracha karnas adama. So Shabur brings in the grua that the correct bracha karnas over here is brain of foshes. Rice flour would be mizonis, but brain of foshes afterwards, and other flours would be a shahako, and then a brain of foshes afterwards. But the bracha karnas is a brain of foshes. So he paskins that the Shulchan Aruch says it's alamichya, the Gra says it's brain of oshes. So a person should try and refrain from eating this type of food unless he's eating it within a bread meal, and therefore he'll bench afterwards and he'll know to make sure the correct bracha, or he would eat it with other foods. So he's definitely saying an alamichya and definitely saying brain of oshes because of these other foods. So this way he would avoid this machloikas. Okay. So that's a case where he makes a dough and he bakes it. The Chayyim will talk about a case where he cooks it together. You have a cooked cereal and those type of things. And we'll talk about that, Bez Hashem, in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.